USA News. I'm Dave Collins. Hawaii officials say the death toll from the Lahaina wildfire is now up to 80. More bodies were found Friday as the search teams combed through the rubble of the Maui resort town that was destroyed by a raging wildfire this week. The fire destroyed over 1,000 buildings, and the death toll is expected to rise as search teams with cadaver dogs continue to look for bodies. The brush fire is now the deadliest natural disaster in Hawaii's history, surpassing a tsunami that killed 61 people on the Big Island in 1960. The man accused in some of New York's longest unsolved Gilgo Beach serial killings is pleading not guilty. Rex Huerman is charged with three murders, has been assigned a lawyer.
It's really hard for us to comment, other than it's important to know that when somebody's charged with a crime, you have to afford them the presumption of innocence.
At least 10 sets of human remains, mostly young female prostitutes, were found on Long Island along or near Gilgo Beach more than a decade ago. More than 90 million people across the U.S. are under heat warnings and advisories. El Paso, Texas has seen triple-digit temperatures for 28 consecutive days. Residents of Phoenix, Arizona have spent 13 days in a row with temperatures over 110 degrees. Former Vice President Mike Pence facing questions from conservatives over his strong support of U.S. assistance to Ukraine in its war with Russia.
Your concern is that the Ukrainians, a country most people can't find on a map, who've received tens of billions of U.S. tax dollars, don't have enough tanks. I think it's a fair question to ask, like, where's the concern for the United States in that?
Pence sat down for an interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson. Carlson pressed Pence over his stance on Ukraine, claiming American cities have become more worse over the past several years, yet Pence supports giving Ukraine billions of dollars in aid. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yeah, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
Justice Department Special Counsel Jack Smith is proposing a January 2nd start date in the former President Trump's election interference trial. Prosecutors believe the trial will run 4 to 6 weeks. Trump faces four federal charges in connection to his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Medical experts say a new variant along with record heat are contributing to an uptick in COVID cases this summer. The virus is more easily transmitted indoors in air conditioning as people try to escape the heat. The EG5 variant has also helped lead to a 17% increase in COVID cases. General Motors unveiled the all-new Cadillac Escalade IQ. The all-electric full-size SUV will join its gas-powered siblings in GM's lineup next year. Escalade and Escalade IQ marketing manager Donley Baxter says, this vehicle has the features customers demand in a luxury SUV.
We've got 450 miles of range. We've got tremendous standard features, four-wheel steer. We've got air suspension with magnetic ride control. Pretty much anything anybody wants in a luxury vehicle, we have.
Another new feature is the pillar-to-pillar dash screen, which stretches 55 inches across the interior and will have 450 miles of driving range on a single charge. The chief economist of Freddie Mac says a resilient economy is part of the reason mortgage rates are up for the third straight week. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this